This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
On the air, I'm Doug Steffen, welcoming in Jennifer Horn from the DJV program and KRLA, the Morning Answer in Los Angeles. Also joining us is Rick Jensen, who has the Midday Answer in Wilmington, Delaware, WDEL. Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company on board, as well as we go through the stories and the people, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. They never sleep there. 7 days a week. 24 hours a day, 52 weeks a year, we have these reports. Every weekend we have the report. The charts based on the work done the week of November the 25th to the 29th, last week of November 2019. And as you can imagine, there's a lot of Thanksgiving in here. Matter of fact, that's number 8. Number 10 on the list, ladies and gentlemen, the K-pop deaths. And I must admit to not knowing anything about the K-pop death. Anybody know anything? Are we on top of this?
It's really brutal what happens. They have all these little teenage girls and sometimes preteen who are controlled by just a handful of agents and the record labels. They're told how to live, and it's very, very strict. So what happens is they become very, very competitive. They become very depressed. We have two suicides, and now another very popular K-pop singer says, you know what? I'm just going to tell people I have depression. And they're ruining my life. They want to be loved by everybody, and then those people who control them control their lives in such a way that they become really emotionally distraught, depressed, and now we see two suicides as well.
Mm-hmm. Listen to Rick for the win. Holy smokes, Rick. I didn't know you were so up on the K-pop. That's pretty good.
Good going. That's
so,
it.
I have a lot of friends who listen to K-pop. They're younger, and they're immigrants, and they're great people. I hear the music. Yeah, that's all.
All right. Number 9, this Tesla truck. The discussion, you know, they've had 250,000 orders for these things. And Ford Motor Company sells about that many a year in the F-150, most popular vehicle manufactured in America. So Ford says, the guy who runs the truck division at Ford said, okay, let's have a little test. Mr. Tesla, we'll match you. We'll see if we can outsell you or you can outsell us. All you got to do is put $100 down and you can make, you know, you can order one of these things. So what about it, ladies and gentlemen? Can you see yourself, Jensen, driving one of these? You've seen the ugly. My God, are they ugly. Why would you say
they are ugly? It's
ugly.
So what I found was hilarious is Tesla decided to say, hey, this truck of ours is better than a Ford F-150. So they put it up against a Ford F-150 with a small motor and only two-wheel drive. Everybody caught on, and the whole video's fake. So I think a lot of us who actually do own pick-up trucks are looking at this thing going, yeah, right, I'll take my Ford.
All right, do you have a 150? What do you drive?
I had an old Dodge Dakota, and it tasted the salt of two oceans, finally died. Right. And so now I got an old beat-up Jeep I use for just hunting and stuff. Yeah.
All right, you don't drive back and forth to work, though. You don't drive
Jeep. Sometimes.
To work.
Sure, why not?
Kind of fun. Right. All right, well, I know that Jennifer drives a Lexus, so she's not into this at all. And pickup trucks, no.
I used to always want a pickup truck, though.
Really? Well, a lot of them around you can get.
Ford F-150? Come on.
Yeah, the ones that are in California, anything in California or the Southeast, going to be a lot better off than whatever you can find up in the neck of the woods where I am.
Well, you don't have rust, but you can't afford to fill up a pickup truck in California because gas is so expensive. So there's that.
Yes, right.
I will say that the actual Tesla, I mean, I've gotten it about the Cybertruck, but the actual Tesla is pretty incredible.
Have you got
the
one?
Tesla,
what are you
Tesla.
Driving? I don't even
God, no.
You must,
of course,
you
I haven't. I've got a 2003, but the a friend of mine has a Tesla, so I've driven in it several times. And, you know, it learns. It learns as it goes. It gets better.
Scary.
It is. I want to drive. I don't want, you know, I don't want.
But you can drive. You can drive. You don't have to have it drive. You can drive.
Come and get you
but
in a parking lot.
We're moving toward that.
It can come and get you in a parking lot. That's what's so amazing. Yeah. You can tell it to come and get you. You can tell it to back out of a space.
Come and find us. Number 8 this week on the story list from Talkers Magazine, the whole Thanksgiving holiday weekend, the Black Friday specials, what it's doing for the economy, $1 trillion. Will be spent between now and Christmas. $1 trillion. So the economy is good. It may save the. It may actually be the only thing that can save Trump. It just is because it's really the only thing that's good. All the things that he promised he was going to do, like drain the swamp and stuff. I noticed something that you all might want to comment on. As a matter of fact, we were talking about it on the DJV program. How Michael Moore said there was something that he agreed with the Trump on, and that was how rigged the elections are. So the election, but nothing's being done to fix that, and the swamp hasn't been drained. So what do you know? If it isn't for the economy, I think well, the economy and somebody decent running against him, there isn't in that pot right now. The way I read it, there's nobody there that would be able to beat Trump. If it were 4 years hence, and Mayor Pete were running, maybe there's something. He's gaining a lot of steam and momentum, but I've said on the air on my various programs that I thought a good ticket would be Bloomberg and Mayor Pete. You notice I stay away from Buttigieg or whatever it is because I...
Buttigieg.
Buttigieg. Yeah, that too. All right, so anyway, what did you do, Victoria, for Thanksgiving?
I went, and I do hope we haven't finished talking about the K-pop deaths because I'm a bit of an expert. So we should definitely come back to that. I went to France, and I ate a lot. And,
you went to France?
I'm actually going to France again.
Did you say you went to France over the weekend?
And I'm doing it all over again.
Did you say you went to France for Thanksgiving?
No, I wish I had because the food would have been even more incredible. No, I went to Friends. I'm going to Friends, and I will be going to Friends at some point over the weekend, and I will be doing it all over again. So I'm going to be so fat.
Yeah.
That I will be dieting all the way to the new year. And so it's really depressing, actually, to diet all the way through the holiday season.
Well, we have a sponsor called Calitren. You can use that, Calotren. Go there, and you can get on it. I suggest to people that go on their diets right now to be on the offensive, so that you, or rather the defensive. Well, no, this is, what is this, offense or defense? The best offense
it
is a good defense.
It doesn't matter. We have pie for crying out loud, my friend. That's heresy. There are pumpkin pies, and there are all kinds of apple
pies.
You're
going on a diet.
Did you say
pie right off and eat?
Diet?
Eat. Eat.
Did you say pumpkin with an N?
Pumpkin?
No. Yeah, it drives me nuts.
You said pumpkin.
Probably.
It's like the way Jennifer says Massachusetts.
Yeah, but pumpkin is like, come on. Pumpkin is
like saying
a vegetable.
Instead of
so
library.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Pumpkin's
not
a vegetable.
Like it's not like
it's
I said Kimberly.
I lived in the South, and it's hot.
You're getting right through the coals, Jensen. All right, what did you do, Rick, for Thanksgiving? What did you do?
So my wife and I adopted a little cat, not quite a year old, and she brought in this 15-pound turkey for family to come into the house. And when she put it up on the counter, this little cat looked at it and said, "Oh, my God, is that for me? Oh, it's beautiful." And we had to put the cat in her office because it would just wanted to jump up on this giant turkey, loving it so much. It was hilarious.
Jen, what did you do for Thanksgiving?
I cooked at Jeff's house. We had a nice time, had family over, and then his neighbor backed into my car while I was in the driveway. So, yay!
Oh, no.
All right, happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Power swaps.
I new... Tesla.
Go ahead. a new Tesla. Yeah. For $100, you can buy a new Tesla. You can buy, there's a new Ford Mustang. It's called the ES or something like that. Have you seen those? You can buy they're going to be worth a lot of money. Put $500 down on them. They are going to come out for a couple of years, but they're supposed to be quite the investment. So there you go. I don't know about Tesla and the resale values. Anybody know what is? Are there good values in used Teslas? Anybody seen?
I don't know how many used Teslas there are, actually.
Yeah.
People love them.
Yeah. Christmas is upon us. Looking your best, whether it be the weight or the good-looking face and smile that you have that you want to spread around town. If you don't have white teeth, there's no sense in you going out and smiling because people will sadly judge you. I think we live in a much too judgmental society, but I do want to help you out with ideas that come from people like Martin Ginniger, who is the dentist that about 15 years ago created this combo. It's a mixture of patented all-natural tooth detergents and whitening agents that will lighten up your stains, get rid of the stains in 5 minutes. Two shades each time you do it. Takes about 7 to 8 days for you to really notice the first difference. And as the holidays are coming, all these office parties and family gatherings and that sort of thing, those old pictures make you cringe, right? Yellow, ugly teeth. So, let's have a sparkling pearly white teeth party, shall we? Go to 800-208-1797. I say go there, pick up, I'm so used to telling people go to a website to buy a product, but these people do it sort of the old fashioned. You can actually talk to a real person and order this stuff. So call 800-208-1797 for power swabs. 800-208-1797. There's a really good sort of Black Friday deal right now. Use the DJV code. Listen to what you get. When you call 800-208-1797, you get 40% off, and then with the DJV code, you take an additional $10 off, plus you get free shipping and a free quick stick. That's right, 40% off, an additional $10 off, plus a free quick stick. Call 800-208-1797. Get that bright smile. This is a great stocking stuffer as well, if you don't want to put your name on suggesting that somebody's got ugly teeth. Now listen, you do what you can to help your friends, right? 800-208-1797. Help your friends, help yourself to fabulously white teeth with power swabs.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. An aortic aneurysm is an abnormal bulge that occurs in the wall of the aorta, the major blood vessel that carries blood from your heart to your body. If it bursts, a person could bleed to death.
The most common aneurysms we see are degenerative aneurysms. There is a component of family history, and there are risk factors. Biggest one is cigarette smoking.
Dr. Gustavo Oderich says other risk factors include hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and a previous history of heart disease. In most cases, patients with aortic aneurysms have no symptoms at all.
The majority of aneurysms, they are detected incidentally, and they are detected because patients have an ultrasound or a CT scan to investigate other symptoms.
While not all aortic aneurysms need immediate treatment, the size of the aneurysm and how quickly it's growing are two of the biggest factors in determining if surgery is needed. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
What?
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Weekly Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen on the air with Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company, with Jennifer Horn from KRLA. It's W.
Wrong coast.
Yeah, right. It is the wrong. You've never actually other. Well, you because you're on with me on the DJV program. You're on W's all, east of the Mississippi, along with lots of K's on the west coast. I had somebody do a research project on how many stations I've been on with various programs since I started 50 some odd years ago. And the number came in at over 1,400.
Wow.
I shocked myself at that.
Is there a station you haven't been on? How about that?
Yeah, well, that may be another list, yeah. Okay, let's get back to the list, the charts from Talkers Magazine. Rick Jensen is here from WDEL, Victoria Jones, and Jennifer Horn. I'm so used to introducing everybody on the DJV program, I may get a name or two wrong here. Let's go back to the K-pop deaths because Victoria wants to be heard. All right, so we're all ears.
I want to be heard because K-pop is so huge.
K-pop
is a form of pop music. It's very manufactured. It comes out of South Korea. It's very popular worldwide. It's obviously it's very poppy. It's synthesized. It's very bouncy. It's got video art.
So K means Korean pop. Korean pop.
Yeah. Okay, the girls and boys wear very fashionable outfits. They've got these amazing synchronized dance routines. And the dance routines are a combo. There's this sort of innocence, but they mix it with sexuality that's a sort of tease. So it's not overt. It's a tease of sexuality. And these kids start trying to get into the bands very, very young. In their early teens, and they start training, to just get a tryout, and meanwhile you've got these pop stars in their late teens, early 20s, mid 20s, and then a young one comes along and knocks a late 20 star off the list, and then they try
over
and
the hill at 29.
Over the hill, and you're out. And meantime, they are trolled and they are cyberbullied online in the most unbelievable way. And I've been thinking about why, and it seems to be, I think, jealousy. The cruelty to which these stars are subjected is unlike anything any other kind of pop or rock star undergoes. It's quite unbelievable because the phenomenon is amazing. And both these stars who have taken their own lives within 6 weeks of each other, Sully, who was a feminist, very interesting woman, but I think suffered from depression, and Guhara, who actually said, was very supportive of Sully after she killed herself, a wildly popular K-pop girl group, she was subject to online attacks and also had an abusive boyfriend. And she just pleaded, is there no one out there with the beautiful mind who can embrace people who suffer? And she killed herself just a week ago. So, you know, this is really becoming a thing. And then all the fans are just devastated. But then the online attacks continue.
All right. I just went to K-pop
watching
music.
Watching a video?
Yeah, I'm watching a video.
Watching a video, yeah.
Of all of this stuff. I don't know.
I think Victoria laid it out very, very well, that is what's happening, and it's going to be interesting to see if there is a societal change around this, if people are going to rebel, and the fans are going to say, you know what, we don't want to see this kind of control over these little girls' lives, let them do what they're going to do, and just let them make the music, and let it fall, as opposed to being controlled
all the music by today sounds the same.
All these old guys.
Where it comes from.
Yeah.
It all sounds the same, to me, anyway. It's like having a tin ear listening to some of this stuff. But it's not for me. I'm not the target audience. So
that's true.
It's like the star-making machinery back in the Judy Garland era.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Same sort of thing. Control. Yep. 28 past the hour. You're listening to the Talk Radio Review.
Anyone can create a podcast on the web. In fact, there are millions of them online. But if you want quality internet talk radio, just remember this address, TalkZone.com. TalkZone is internet talk radio for planet Earth with talented hosts, great guests, and good conversation. Ready to share your thoughts and ideas with a global audience? Become a TalkZone show host yourself. Learn more at TalkZone.com. Internet talk radio for planet Earth. TalkZone.com.
Jim Pee Wee Martin of G Company in the 101st Airborne Division speaks about what it was like during World War II defending people's freedoms he didn't know and in a place he couldn't even pronounce.
I saw a little sign said Bastogne. That's how ignorant we were. We didn't even know how to pronounce the name, didn't know what country it was.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that advanced your career skills and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? Find out more. Text NET to 79645. Start on the path to earning your MBA or Business Analytics Master's degree online from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the graduate programs from the top-ranked W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University offered 100% online. Text NET to 79645. That's N-E-T to 79645.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Thanksgiving weekend trip home has become a nightmare for many Americans. Meteorologist Karen McGinnis.
This has been nothing but a headache for millions of people all the way from the Great Lakes, the Midwest, the Northern Tier, and across the Northeast and New England. Area of low pressure is situated across the lower Great Lakes. It is going to travel towards the east. Numerous reports of snow, whiteout conditions. There was just a report out of Garrett County in Maryland, and they had 36-car multi-pile up there.
Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker says
first band of snow will impact certain parts of the Monday morning commute. There will be a pause in snowfall through Monday morning, and a second band of snow will begin more accumulation of snow and slush that will impact the Monday evening commute and the Tuesday morning commute.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Radio review on the air, going over the charts from Talkers Magazine for this past week, the stories and the people. And now that we've gotten our complete education as to what K-pop is, I guess we can move on, right?
Well, I'll tell you something about Black Friday right now.
Okay.
Amazon
Thanksgiving
is,
and Black Friday number 8. Yes, go ahead.
Amazon is very slow.
Are they? You mean delivery-wise?
I'm just saying that the website is very slow.
If
I had any information on that, which of course I don't.
All right. Well, thank you.
Because I'm working.
So Victoria's saying I'm shopping, but I don't want you to know I'm shopping. And
that's
slow.
It. Yeah, slow.
She's on the air. Yes.
Yeah.
Good.
Jennifer Horn is here doing her best to be smart, as she usually is on the DJV program and also the Morning Answer at KRLA. And she and her dad run the CRN Radio Digital Radio facility. I like that word, facility, in Los Angeles. So she's a busy girl. Victoria Jones runs the DC Radio Company. She's busy understanding K-pop and whatever big stories there are surrounding Black Friday, and there are plenty of them. And then there's Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, who's got a new cat. So we're all set here as we move along. A couple of other, the number 6 story on the countdown this week, focusing on immigration reform, the population numbers, the number of people being born in America, down 7%. this year. New babies, 3,700,000, something like that. So looking at the numbers and trying to understand how our population is going up at a rate of about 4% a year, you understand how significant the old immigration, and then there's a level of how much can we sustain. More people, good for business. More people, bad for traffic. More people, you know, there's good and bad, I guess I'm saying, on both sides of this issue. But the way people are coming into this country, the idea of vaccinations, and that's a controversy in and of itself. And now there's a, was it a bill, Jennifer, that we talked about, or was it a reality? It was the Circuit 9 judge, Ninth Circuit judge, mm-hmm. who said you have to give these people medical care. And I'm thinking to myself, what the hell are we doing? And I would think all of us would have, I hope, the same attitude toward this. Why are we taxpayers being called upon to pay for people who are pushing their way into the country that we haven't invited to come in the country? Bring your own health care. A lot of people in this country don't have health care. We're going to give you health care over and above American citizens? I don't think so. What do you think, Rick? What's your audience saying about that?
Well, I think that there are people who recognize the fact that there are clinics and hospitals that have closed down over this, especially in the West Coast over the years, and other people who say, oh, yeah, but we want to do this because we're nice people and we really care. And meanwhile, in Washington, D.C., then, you have this debate where the Democrats are saying, oh, we also want to give really robust medical health records transport to all the illegal immigrants who come in, so that no matter where they go for health care, they can have it. And by the way, we have a bill that says it's going to be passed in 90 days. So you take a look at that and compare that to what's going on with the veterans. The veterans and the VA have said, we want this. This is something we want for our veterans. Oh, it's going to cost something. Oh, my gosh, I forget how much, like $1 billion. And it's going to take 5 to 9 years to implement. There is a
crazy
dichotomy.
So we want to give, some of these politicians want to give better health care to people who are coming in here illegal than our vets get.
Yes.
Well, what
yes.
is the matter yeah. with our thinking on this?
I just, you know, I think it actually pushes people who need the help into proper asylum programs, because I think people think, well, if we come here, we spend all of our money, our life savings on someone who's going to try to smuggle us into the country, and so many young girls are raped and harmed, kids, women are hurt during this process, plus people are given a whole lot of promises and then they aren't delivered on. And I think this pushes those people into a real asylum program. And the people who really want to come here and start building their life will have to have a building block or a foundation, at least, before they come into the country. I think if it does work, it would actually be really good to try for everybody from a humanitarian and a political point of view.
We keep talking about the Mexicans or South Americans coming into our country. We pay little attention to the Chinese and the Asians that are coming into the country through the West Coast ports, some of them legally, some of them illegally. Nobody is talking about it because they aren't looking for the same sort of services, at least outwardly anyway. But they are taxing in Los Angeles, Jennifer. Isn't there the people that come through the port of Long Beach and the people that are flying in that come on vacations and they just stay here? The baby
right, they
vacations?
Overstay their visa. Yeah, right. That's a whole different thing. The maternity tourism is when people usually from China will come here and they'll go to Disneyland, they'll sightsee, they'll do all sorts of things, and then when it's time to have the baby, they have the baby, and many times they'll stay or they'll go back home, but then their child has dual citizenship.
Yep, hooray for that, huh? All right, Victoria, you've been quiet on this. What do you think? What's your spin?
November is an interesting month for me because on the 20th of November, a little over 20 years ago, I pledged allegiance. So, mm-hmm. you know, I just find myself reflecting on that. And the polyglot mix of people who were in that room with me in Baltimore. And, the process and answering those questions in the quiz that I had to answer and cramming for the quiz or swatting for the quiz.
Have you ever at any time felt badly that you had to, that you wanted to do this or that you came here instead of staying in England? Is there ever a moment when you reflect and think, I wish I had stayed in England?
Yeah, every time I go to London. And then when I come back, I feel, oh, yeah, I'm home.
I think
I think this is true for many first-generation immigrants. When you go back, you think, oh, yeah, yeah, this is great.
Well,
and then you come back here and you go, I'm home.
Yeah, feels much better. Yeah. Listen, I've been in London and England 100 times in my life, and every time I go there, I like it more, even though the traffic is about as bad or not worse than Boston and L.A., but being there, there's something, you pinch yourself. There's something about it. Even when you see pictures of London or places that you know in England in a movie. I saw a couple of movies out now. There always are movies that focused on London. If you haven't seen the one with Helen Mirren, it's really the Good Liar. It's a good movie. And lots of good shots of places all around England. So that's kind of, it's cool. But you're right. Now, in a moment, a focus on the Hong Kong elections, what you know, what you don't know, what you're thinking, and the questions you may be asking yourself. We'll get to the bottom of that because we have Dana Chang with us from the Epoch Times to talk about this issue, this item, which is number 3 this week. Number 2, by the way, and number 1, the impeachment hearings, not much happening this week in that department, and the elections, it's getting narrowed down to a few strong ones. But I think this Hong Kong thing is very much worth our time. 44 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Do you have a dog? Would you like to develop your dog's hidden intelligence to eliminate bad behavior and create the obedient, well-behaved pet of your dreams? A woman named Adrienne Ferricelli, a professional certified dog trainer, has helped hundreds of dog owners train their dogs to be well-behaved, obedient, loving pets.
Yes, good job.
By bringing out the hidden intelligence inside the dogs, you can quickly eliminate any behavioral problem your dog has, no matter how badly you think it's ingrained, no matter what kind of dog you have. With the mental stimulation that Adrienne teaches, your dog will listen to you and understand what you want it to do. Bad behaviors simply fade away as more desirable ones appear in their place.
Oh, he's such a good boy.
So if you want to check out this remarkable dog training system, just visit realbusinessbargains.com. That's realbusinessbargains.com. realbusinessbargains.com.
I want my own website, but I don't know where to start.
Start at Pear. Pear offers hosting plans that are perfect for someone who's just starting out.
But I'm not really tech savvy.
Not to worry. Pear has WordPress hosting packages.
What's WordPress?
It's web software that even a beginner can use to create a beautiful website.
So where do I start? Pear.com?
Pear.com. As in, we'd make a perfect pair.
Pear Networks Web Hosting. Tell your friends.
All right, back to the talk radio review. Victoria Jones is here from the DC Radio Company. Jennifer Horn from the DJV show and KRLA in Los Angeles. Rick Jensen, midday host, WDEL in Wilmington. I'm Doug Steffen. Now we have Dana Chang with us, who is a reporter at the Epoch Times, which is, I guess, to explain, Dana, if you don't mind, explain again what the impact is of the Epoch Times. This is a Chinese newspaper, is it not, that's available in the United States?
Well, it was the first set up as a Chinese language newspaper, but now it has expanded into 23 languages. English is very popular. English version has been very successful, getting a lot of subscriptions.
What do you attribute your success to? What is there about what you present in the news that is different than you can get from any other Chinese daily newspaper?
Well, we have connection with a lot of people inside China. We grew up in China. We know what's going on there and how Communist Party Act, so we understand and we have insight.
All right. So the Hong Kong elections are on everybody's mind, number three this week on our countdown. What sort of retaliation will the Chinese government have given the fact, first, if you don't mind spending a few seconds on the results of the election, how would you report or review the elections in Hong Kong, the local elections there?
Well, the result is the poll Beijing people and poll Beijing candidate got 13% of.
So the Chinese government put up a candidate, got 13% of the vote.
Right. Mm-hmm. And 87% are poll democracy candidate. They won. So it's a big surprise to the top leaders in Communist Party. And because the way they rule, they never get real information. So to them, it's a real surprise.
So, but Willie, the person or the people that were elected, the pro-democracy people, will they have any teeth? Will they actually be able to regulate and to govern? Or will the Chinese government try to overshadow them?
It's very hard for them to influence the executive level.
You're talking about the Chinese government. They can't, the local, they can't really influence the local people. Is that what you're saying?
Right, but it shows what people really think. Beijing has always spread disinformation, and same majority silent people are against protesters. Now this election showed that Hong Kong people do not like Communist Party.
All right, so now let's go to our relationship with China. As you know, the president signed the pro-Hong Kong bill, and so the Chinese don't like that. Will it have an impact on the trade talks that continue to affect our lives here in America, especially the food supply and the American family farmers? So what's going to happen in the trade talks?
Well, I don't think it will impact much on the trade talk. First of all, Beijing never really want to have an agreement with U.S., not according to the requirements from U.S. They don't want to change their way of stealing intellectual properties and getting the technology from different countries without their own investment. They don't want to change that.
Yeah, but are they going to be forced into doing it? Well, is Trump a good enough leader that he can get people in China to see it his way?
Right now, they are playing a negotiation game. They want to be on the table to negotiate, but slow walk the process so they can, on one hand, slow down the time to get the tariff. And the second, they want to see whether someone else can get into the White House so they don't have to agree to the term Trump.
Yeah, they want to not, they're working against Trump. That's why there's a lot of this stuff. They want to turn the farmers against Trump so he will not win. All right, very instructive and informational. Dana Chang from the Epoch Times here, talking about the number three item this week on the charts from Talkers Magazine. Thanks to everybody for being here on the Talk Radio Review.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameramen were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Time for us now to go through the top five things from the world of technology from this past week. And as Victoria Keelan is not here, it falls upon me to review these stories for you. I'm Doug Steffen, starting at number five. Uber reportedly wants to start audio recording rides in our country. Uber is about to start beta testing a new security feature in parts of Latin America. In the U.S., Uber has to contend with a state-by-state recording law first, which makes it, the time for the rollout probably not really clear. An internal memo shows that Uber plans to pilot the feature in the U.S. as soon as it can, though. The tool would allow Uber to better protect riders and all these, you know, you get a lot of high-profile assault scandals and charges. Safety concerns galore with Uber, which is kind of sad. Another set of questions, though, about privacy. The feature has not been named, would allow riders to opt in for an added layer of security during their trips. Riders and drivers can't play back the audio. The audio files sent to Uber's customer support agents, who use it to better understand an incident or take the appropriate action, according to an internal email from Uber. One wonders where they get the bandwidth for all of this. Move is the latest in a string of features meant to protect riders and drivers. Remember back in September, Uber ruled out a feature called Ride Check that flags unusual events like long stops, car crashes, that sort of thing. They've also integrated an in-app emergency button and other improvements to double down on safety at Uber. So that's number five this week, counting toward number one, the big stories of the week from technology. Number four, from Mint Mobile, which is a wireless carrier known for its cheap cell phone plans, announcing that it has a new owner, the actor Ryan Reynolds. The actor, now part owner of this cell service, announcement states that Reynolds will help with Mint's communication and marketing efforts. It's interesting. some of the characters that Reynolds is known for, like Deadpool, or maybe the Animal Detective would be advertising Mint Mobile plans during the Super Bowl. Reynolds has pretty diverse portfolio, as he owns also a part of Aviation America Gin. That's interesting, huh? He adds, does ads for aviation. They've gone viral. Takes a hands-on approach to the marketing. So that's good. He's visible. Helps to promote whatever he's into. That's what Oprah did, certainly, with the weight loss. What, Weight Watchers, I think it was, right? A couple of years ago. Number three on the countdown of the hot hits in the world of technology. When you're traveling and your phone is about to die, the travelers will take a charge wherever they can find it, usually. But time to think twice about where you plug in. If you're in an airport or you're any place where there's a public USB power station, this report from the L.A. District Attorney warns against using these public power charging stations because of what they call juice jacking. Juice jacking is a scam, drains important information from your phone while you use public USB ports. Criminals can load malware onto the charging stations, rip out the USB ports, and replace them with their own infected ports, or leave infected cables at the stations. When people use these ports, their phone will charge, but the private information there can be leaked to these damn scammers. Through these scams, criminals can access information like personal passwords, bank accounts, backups on your phone. So instead of using the USB charging station, use an AC power outlet instead. Just plug that in, then plug in your USB. If you're travel a lot, you can use what they call a USB condom that protects your device. Costs $7, allows your device to charge while blocking any transfer of information from an outside source. Stops anything from loading onto or draining from your device. So that sounds like a worthwhile $7 to spend. Number two, Star Wars collections at Sonoma, Williams Sonoma. Rise of Skywalker is coming out in less than a month, and all the Star Wars-themed merchandise is getting bigger. Latest Star Wars-branded gear you can buy is an Instant Pot, courtesy of Williams Sonoma. Instant Pots decorated to look like R2-D2, Darth Vader, Chewbacca, one of the Stormtroopers. They are 6-quart size. The Chewbacca one is 8 quarts, and they cost, this is $450 for this thing. Woo! That's a little steep, right? Number one on our list of the top tech stories, Twitter halts plans to remove inactive accounts. It recognized that it can't delete inactive accounts until it finds a way to preserve the accounts of people who have passed away. So that's something. If you were worried about that, you don't have to worry about it anymore because Twitter hasn't figured out how to save all of that stuff. So they're pledging it won't start removing accounts until the system is in place. Those are the top five items from the world of technology this week. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.